Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, no arrests yet in that double shooting in the Village last night. It was the tail end of Pride March festivities when two teenage girls were wounded just a short walk from the historic Stonewall Inn, the birthplace of the LGBTQ rights movement.
Still an active police scene here where some type of dispute led to the violence at West 4th and Sheridan Square. Gunfire about 10:15 last night as the Pride celebrations were still going on here in the neighborhood. A 16-year-old girl is critical after being shot in the head. The 17-year-old girl shot in the leg is stable. Now, so far, there have been no arrests and no suspects. This woman was passing by and spoke with Channel 4.
Drones were flying, police drones, so I filmed them. And then I exited my vehicle to inquire of what was taking place. And I was told that people were indeed shot.
Mayor Adams taking to social media overnight. Part of his statement, he says he's saddened by the violence and praying for the speedy recovery of the victims. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in the Village.
Well, a holdup at a Starbucks in Brooklyn this morning, and when we say they robbed the cash register, we really mean they robbed the cash register. Police tell us the guy pulled a knife on an employee at a Starbucks location in Sheepshead Bay on Ostrand Avenue, then fled with the cash register and whatever money was inside. No one was hurt. It happened shortly after 6 in the morning. Police are still looking to make an arrest. Well, tax season is over, but it's still tough times for IRS employees. So say workers who held a rally today in downtown Brooklyn. They say the agency's return to office mandate has forced them to work in overcrowded spaces. They have some high-profile political support, though.
Nydia Velasquez, Grace Meng, and Dan Goldman, among the members of New York's congressional delegation, joining with the IRS workers and union reps outside the MetroTech office, demanding the Trump administration take immediate actions on what the employees say are unsafe, overcrowded, and chaotic workspaces with wires hanging out of walls and ceilings and nowhere to sit and properly do their jobs. There is no remote option at MetroTech, and workers say it's unhealthy. Employees also say they've been locked out of the agency's Manhattan office with no access to their workspaces or personal property. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A court date today in Brooklyn for a one-time political insider in Albany, a former aide to Governor Hochul and her predecessor, Andrew Cuomo. Linda Sun and her husband, Chris Hu, being arraigned on charges including bribery and an alleged pandemic-era fraud scheme when there was a shortage of face masks. Prosecutors accused the couple of illegally steering contracts for protective supplies to their associates, who then funneled over $2 million in profits back to them. The two have already pleaded not guilty in another case where they're accused of getting paid to use Sun's political influence to advocate for the government of China. Sun was fired by the Hochul administration in 2023 after what was described as, quote, evidence of misconduct. Enhanced shark patrols on duty on Long Island after a beachgoer had a close encounter last week.
The 20-year-old woman was likely bitten by a juvenile sand tiger shark at Jones Beach, but sharks don't just stay in one area. So Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman says he's having more shark patrols along the county's beaches, including Nickerson Beach, and that includes drones in the air and people watching from boats and from the sand, making sure that lifeguards can warn everyone to get out of the water if a shark is spotted. The woman who was bitten was treated and released. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
American people will find out tonight how big the next rent hike will be for tenants of the city's rent-stabilized apartments. The 9 members of the Rent Guidelines Board will meet in East Harlem to take a vote this evening. Riddhi Singh is with the advocacy group Justice for All. She tells 1010 Winds the lack of affordable housing in the city is pushing the working class right out of the 5 boroughs.
A lot of New Yorkers are already feeling like New York City has become unrecognizable, and that's because the people who make the city we love, are getting priced out.
On the other side, Ann Korchak of the small property owners of New York telling 1010 Winds, inflation is an issue for landlords too, just like it is for everyone else.
Price index of operating costs, we call that PIOC, and that report showed that owner expenses raised 6.3%. And, you know, that's just keeping up with inflation. And, you know, we would look to the board, you know, to pass an increase that's somewhere close to that.
The board has been weighing a rent hike of as much as 4.75% on new one-year leases or as high as 7.75% on new two-year leases. Whatever they decide, it'll take effect on or after October 1st. Well, job action for the Legal Aid Society. Attorneys at the city's largest public defenders group have voted to authorize a strike, meaning 1,000 of them could walk off the job if they don't soon reach a deal with management for a new contract. If it happens, that'll disrupt court proceedings in all of the five boroughs and criminal, housing, family, and immigration courts as well. Now, the main sticking point for their union is better work conditions. They're demanding lower caseloads along with more flexibility to work from home plus higher pay. 91% of the unionized attorneys voted in favor of a strike, their current contract expiring today.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.